I come from the neck.
Ferrata Nectar, okay.
Well, repeat them.
Every girl on the show has tried for you.
Don't turn your back on me, baby. Not just pick up my magic sticks.
Otmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe, Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. This was the second volume of the official handbook, or Otmu for short, with more pages and more art pulled from the comics themselves. And we cover it in the style of the Legion of Superbloggers' famed Hot or Not feature, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, we don't cover each issue all in one go, but a few characters at a time. Double warning, if I know my guests, listener discretion is advised. Otmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid of Siskoid's Blog of Geekery, and with me today are...
I'm Elise, Havana Nights from Hot or Not.
This is Isabel, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, and lip balm on Hot or Not.
I'm Amelie from the YouTube channel Amy Ultraviolet.
This is Natalie, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, also DJ Nut on Hot or Not.
This is Josie, art girl from Hot or Not.
This is Shotgun from Hot or Not.
Episode 19, Chief Examiner to Clea.
Oh my god.
Chief Examiner.
Really? That's his name?
It's a strange one. Under that helmet, the Chief Examiner looks like a black man with golden skin and an afro made of sparkling lights.
Wow. Well, why don't we see that?
I want to see something else.
But all we really know about him is that when his planet came under threat from alien invasion, he came to Earth to test its heroes, looking for the best champion who might help, because his own people are pacifists who don't have the tools or temperament to save themselves. He uses a device to create a gateway to a game world where superheroes must figure out puzzles and fight enemies. And each issue of the Quest Probe series was supposed to get a text-based computer game that would tie in to those experiences. Hero goes into Portal, you play the Unseen Challenge at home, and they were supposed to be 12 issues and 12 games. There were only 3 of each. They were pretty terrible.
Oh.
Too difficult. I had one. Anyway, the Chief Examiner could also levitate, become invisible and intangible, and reprogram computers with his touch. When at work, he doesn't speak or explain his actions. He's pictured here challenging Spider-Man.
I want to see that fro.
Yeah, I want to see that fro so bad.
I need to. That's amazing.
Do we never see it? Or
we see it.
They just chose not to show us this.
Why?
It's not in the handbook.
That's a shame.
That's a shame.
They suck.
What is he holding in his hand?
Powers.
The device.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Tentacles. He's 7 feet tall. 7 feet 6 inches.
Oh my god. I can wear all the heels. Yeah. And then some.
He's basically Reboot.
Incoming game.
Shows up and be like, hey, Spider-Man, solve this puzzle. He's like, okay. I should write comics.
Go for it.
They would be like in actual danger, though. Like, they could actually die in these puzzles. Or it's
probably. And they don't know what's going on because he doesn't speak. So it's just like Portal appears.
He never
sucks
speaks?
In the hero.
He never speaks?
To them.
Oh, that's very complicated as a relationship.
Ah, but maybe he would speak to you. You're not the one in these games, presumably.
Communication is very important, guys.
The first game was, you were playing the Hulk, and he was trying to solve puzzles. It made no fucking sense.
Yeah, that's a weird first choice.
Yeah, it was especially not my favorite Hulk. Text-based game on my Commodore 64.
You were so cool.
Said no one ever.
Is it like a dome on his face?
He can see through it, though, I'm assuming. Like, is that impenetrable?
Imagine if he couldn't.
That's why he doesn't talk to people. He doesn't know where they are.
He just listens and he's like, okay, oh, I can hear a wall, or I can, like, sense the, okay, go around the table. Shit, a chair.
That's why he kind of floats.
He just accidentally opens portals in front of random people. Just like, Tom, an accountant.
Shit,
solve this puzzle.
Probably be better than Hulk.
Actually, we keep on
talking about Portal, and it makes me think of Portals the Game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's puzzle solving.
Is this an inspiration for Portal is what we're asking.
I doubt it.
I like his robe, but the purple part makes me think of chest hair once again.
I think it is. Everything is purple. It's just the shading.
I actually like this outfit. Weirdly. I don't know why I do.
The head part looks heavy.
Yeah.
It looks like
a crystal ball.
Thank you.
It does look like a crystal ball.
Which makes sense, because it should be glowing a little bit.
Nice, a fishbowl.
Most things put aside, now bear with me, because I'm weird. I don't know, it grosses me out when men have long nails.
Yeah.
I don't know. In my mind, that's somewhat sexist, but it grosses me out. I can't handle it.
Part of me that understands you, but at the same time, it's like, there's so many male characters in anime that has long nails, and I don't care at that moment.
Literally, that's enough for me to say no right there.
Think about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that bad.
Sesshomaru has long nails, and he's...
Sesshomaru. True that.
His fingers look really, like, thin fingers and sort of, like,
creepy. Mesmerizing.
They're very, like, Nosferatu hands to me.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, what do you do for fun? Well, sometimes I'm a hand model, actually. Like, look at his beautiful hand. He just, like, with his jewelry, just like...
That's actually his portfolio right here.
Yes.
Eyes unknown. I like to think they don't know if he has eyes.
Hair unknown. Weight unknown. Strength level
That's
unknown.
That's not true.
It's not really unknown. It's...
He has glittery hair.
Yeah, we see it in the first Gold. Issue.
Where is this first issue?
I really want to see that afro.
Okay.
Oh, yay!
Let me look.
Are we cheating?
I doubt it. It's not online.
What do you mean Google it's not online?
Everything is online.
No. I have the first issue in a box.
Find this All right. box and
Wait
find
here.
This issue.
We're going to open his boxes.
We'll be back in hopefully less than an hour.
Five episodes.
Or just like real time letting it run while we look in a box.
It sounds like a Dr. Phil kind of show.
Yeah.
Opening his
hair.
Boxes.
It's a metaphor.
And I like how, like, big the collar is. Like, the collar needs to go completely around the globe.
Around the thing, yeah, because no neck.
Like, it's a lot of wasted material in a way.
He's good.
Oh, wow.
We found it. Okay.
Oh,
so
wow.
this is the look.
His beard is glittery, too.
Oh, that man. Is fabulous. Oh.
That guy needs some sleep.
Yeah, he has darker circles than I, but that hair.
Is that his face or he's wearing sunglasses?
Yes.
Or a face mask.
I believe that I think they all had these blue patches around their eyes.
It's like panda bears.
Oh my god.
So now you have a face to work from.
That's the best thing.
I want that hair. I'm going to the hairdresser soon. Oh, I hope she's ready
but
for this challenge.
Yeah,
I hope she's up to the challenge.
He would be
Say
amazing.
No
he would be amazing to go like clubbing with.
Oh, oh god.
Man.
You have your own club with him.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? He'd be great to go take night walks with, too, because he'd light up the way. I'm really scared of walking alone at night, they would be great.
And then you're all like, you light up my life and shit.
Or if there's a blackout, it's just like, oh, honey, since your hair is glowing, can you bring me to the washroom? Or, like, I need a glass of water instead of, like, whamming everywhere.
So many uses.
I want him to sit on the table and then spin so there's water everywhere.
He's a disco ball. Oh,
he's a disco ball. There's
so now that you know what's under the helmet, Chief Examiner, hot or not?
Nah.
I'm okay with him.
Yeah, I am super.
I know that's weird, but I don't care. I like him.
Yeah, basically, I love the puzzle parts and the challenge and all. I mean, that's my kind of games. I love it.
He's being proactive. Everyone else in his species or whatever, his people, is just like, nah, we're good. He's like, no, something needs to be done by someone else.
Can you imagine for Valentine's Day, for like the date, it's like a scavenger hunt full of puzzles? Be so cute.
Oh,
like, I think it's good. A fun power. Like, I think it's a fun power. His look is cool. I like the hair. So,
but it's like deadly puzzles, guys.
I mean, he wouldn't make a deadly puzzle for you, Eddie.
Prove your love.
I'm not convinced he has control over this shit.
It's just like going with... That's why you're not answering.
Edie's has trust issues.
I'm fine with just going to a concert on Valentine's Day, okay?
Everyone's like, are you sure about this puzzle?
Yeah!
Oh, he's not talking. He probably knows what he's doing.
Yeah, no, me, the hands are enough for a no.
Yeah. But it was a terrible comic book, the Quest Pro thing. Because you had him meeting a hero. Hero enters the portal. Hey, play the game to know the rest of the story.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's kind of
weird.
What if in the actual comic there were actually like games, like puzzles and stuff that
What
were,
if?
That would have been interesting.
What if? It never happened.
It was not.
Chief Examiner is a terrible name.
It is.
Wow. Sounds like a doctor.
And I don't want him to examine me at all.
Not with those naily hands. Ooh.
No.
And with that weird...
It's the way he holds it, too. It's like...
Did he invent that thing?
I think, yeah, it's the...
Or did he just, like, find it?
It's his game controller.
His gun game.
It's his controller.
His portal.
I really like Spider-Man just, like, falling. Like, he's just, like, so falling. It's ridiculous. I love it.
Well, Spider-Man is kind of ridiculous when you think about it.
Everything is kind of ridiculous.
Comics, kind of ridiculous.
Us, kind of ridiculous.
No.
Why do people listen to us?
We're serious business doing serious things and serious lady judging.
What?
Exactly.
That is the tagline of our show.
Here's the hashtag serious lady judging.
They say the user lives outside the net and inputs games for pleasure. No one knows for sure, but I intend to find out. Reboot!
Chatan. Catan? Catan? Chatan? Chatan?
Catan?
Catan.
Catan. There's not enough vowels.
Chatan.
It's actually Karen.
He's a demonic... It's not the woman, it's the man. He's a demonic elder god who first manifested on Earth shortly after the birth of humanity.
And then no one could pronounce his name. He's like, fuck this.
Fearing his own son would one day kill him, he wrote all he knew... Because gods. He wrote all he knew in the book that would later be known as the Darkhold, which is basically the Necronomicon from Lovecraft and Evil Dead. After Chtan's apparent destruction, or rather his banishment to a nether dimension, he would continue to affect the course of events through this book of dark magic, which was responsible for forming cults and creating vampires.
Ooh.
For example, Doctor Strange was the only person to ever use the Darkhold without forfeiting his soul to Chtan. There's no full body picture of this guy, but he's pictured writing the Darkhold with flame from his finger, and his wife slash sister Gaia looking on. No. Gods.
Gods.
God, you have Gaia.
You have sexy sisters you can't resist.
No.
Stop it. I feel like the dating pool's probably not that big.
Yeah, you know, like one god you're not related to, and you're like,
that's an enemy god.
The moment I say, getting single is not that bad, guys.
There's a lot of smoke coming out of those candles.
And I like that
those candles are lit!
And I like that it's not coming from the flame, it's coming from the candle itself. It's like the chimney candle.
Next level candles.
Chimney candles.
I love that it says that his occupation and legal status is inapplicable.
Banished demonic elder god.
Yes, eyes are red. Red of passion and love, apparently.
Oh, God. He was born on Earth, though.
Well, yeah, but before so everything. I don't... If I look at him too much, am I going to be, like, tarnished? And, I don't like it. Like, when I was young, I was really afraid of vampires, and that's why I slept with my covers up to my neck. And I don't like him.
Well, good on you, Dr. Strange.
I don't like him either, though. He's creepy.
And I think at that time, Dr. Strange used the book to destroy all vampires on Earth.
Ooh, I could use that.
That's why Dracula and company are in the Book of the Dead instead of active.
Dracula and company.
I feel like you'd have like a really deep voice.
I find raspy, like, you would have been a smoker for very...
Well, clearly.
Just candles.
Breathing in that candle.
It kills.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with his skin? It looks so dry.
He's like a demon.
But it looks like rocks or like dry.
It probably is.
Yeah.
But Gaia looks fine.
Yeah, she looks.
She looks fine.
That's why she's his sister slash wife.
Look at those lovely cheekbones.
What did she see in him?
He was the only male.
Just really reminded him of her father.
I feel like I would really, really annoy him just by trying to pronounce his name.
I would be too happy for him. Yeah, there's a vowel missing somewhere in there. There's not enough vowels.
Chthon.
Chthon?
I just call him Jerry.
Chthon?
He really needs to not go to Starbucks.
I can't help but just... We're trying to say...
I misspell your name, mate.
I get it. That's why I was silently laughing.
Shathong, whatever. It just reminds me of thong, and that's...
It reminds me of Shathong.
Yeah, exactly.
It reminds me of Shathong.
Chiffon. So Chiffon, hot or not?
Wait, we're not done.
Yes, you're done.
Are we?
I like the cape.
You mean the only thing we can see?
Because it's covering him up.
I like capes in general. I find they're very fashionable. Oh, man. I wish I could ride with fire coming out of my fingers.
Do you really?
Well, if you can.
I feel like it would be useful.
Why is the paper not burning?
Demon magic.
I'm gonna have to go pick some of that up.
At a demon shop.
You know, at Michael's.
Not a sponsor.
Other craft stores are available.
Are they, though? They really?
They must be.
No, because they were all banished in the black hole. Is it fire that he's riding with? I don't remember. Yeah, fire. So he can just produce fire?
He's a demon. I imagine he can do all sorts of magic stuff.
He can do a lot
He's an elder god.
Things. Yeah.
He created
he's
all
elder,
evil.
He's retired. He's an elder god.
He goes retirement home for gods now. He's just playing on his rocking chair like, fucking earth.
Fucking earth.
Get out of my lawn!
That's why they banished the craft stores to the book, because he has arts and crafts there. It's like, what are you drawing? He's drawing in fire. Dead people all around. I love coloring.
Very creative.
I like the use of your red. We'll put this one on the fridge.
Gaia doesn't look happy at all in this.
Well, would you?
What are you doing?
He knows that his son is going to kill him.
He thinks, yeah. Who's his son? And can we pronounce his name?
Will we see him later?
It doesn't say. He's not in known relatives. It only says Gaia, sister.
Gave birth to the first of the new gods, Klon, pursued his sister.
Klon.
Alum.
That's his name?
Alum?
Alum.
A-L-U-M.
Alum.
Alum.
So he's got a known son in the text, but it doesn't say so in known relatives.
Yes, son Alum was a god slayer. Dedicated to the conception and elimination of the evil which the elder gods has wrought in their degradation into demons.
That's Teenage Rebellion.
Oh my god, Dad, stop creating evil!
I'm gonna be a god slayer when I grow up.
Stop pestering me! Alright, Alum!
So is Chthon hot or not?
No.
Nah. He looks too much like a video game villain to me, and I don't like that.
That's sad, though, because we could have said that is Chthon.
I don't like devils.
There you have it.
That's a good general rule
But what if he's a handsome devil?
Other barbershops exist.
Oh, God, that's so local.
What is it? This path to an unholy place. A cemetery. There the Necronomicon awaits. When thou retrievest the book from its cradle, you must recite the words Klaatu Verata Nictu.
Klaatu Verata Nictu, okay.
Well, repeat them.
Klaatu Verata Nictu.
Again!
I got it! I know your damn words, all right?
The Circus of Crime.
Oh, dear God. This is weird.
Oh, no.
This is a traveling band of criminal circus performers who use their skills to steal from their audience. Their leader, the ringmaster, gets his own entry.
Oh.
All the others are pictured here in quarter pages. We have Bruto, the strong man. Not bright. He's a normal human who once attacked the Hulk.
Bad choice.
The Clown, who uses juggler's balls as weapons. Fire Eater, who also uses inferno discs. The Great Gambonos, aerialists and acrobats. The Human Cannonball, Fearless, or perhaps he has a death wish. And Livewire, a show-off rodeo cowboy with an electric lasso.
Not!
Everything sounds
I kind of like Livewire.
I like the great, what?
Gambonos?
Yeah.
Gambonos. Really?
Just one moment. They could teach me tricks on hoop or pole.
Oh, okay.
They could coach me. Nothing more.
I'm not sure they would, though.
Nothing more.
But look at their mustache!
You know what? They kind of look like the actor that played Gomez Adams.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The Adam Family.
Is that turning you on, Amity?
Absolutely.
Human Cannonball makes me regret saying that Cannonball sucked.
Cannonball, the new mutant?
Yeah, because this version of Cannonball really sucks.
It's like low budget.
It makes me uncomfortable somehow.
It should have been called something like Bullet because of the way
he doesn't even look a little bit like a cannonball.
Don't look at the clown net.
I don't like clowns. So.
She's terrified.
Fuck that shit.
But Human Cannonball looks like a soldier, like a medieval soldier.
Yes.
I mean, good enough. You really need the logo of like fire on your chest?
Yes.
Okay. How would they know? So then when he walks around, people are like, oh, that guy. Probably fire-related.
Yeah, have you seen my trick?
Whoosh! You know what? I keep looking at Livewire in the lines of, like, the action. I keep thinking it's a saw.
Oh, same thing. Yeah. I was certain that.
You know what's my favorite thing about all of this? How happy Strongman looks in comparison to everyone else.
He's the one that's left out because it's like, he's too energetic.
He's delightful.
Yeah,
you know what? They're all single except Livewire, who's divorced, and that makes me relate to him.
Aww.
And you know what? I appreciate the fact that they're all coming from different region. Like, Livewire is from Texas.
Very multicultural. The Gumbonos, I guess that's what circus is usually.
Italian. And then Human Cannonball is from California.
The Strongman is from Sweden.
Sweden!
The Clown is
from Orlando, Florida.
Those clown pants, sorry. I want them.
Really? Why?
Yes, because...
I don't want any of this.
I want the strongman's boots.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like... Okay, can I just say that there is something weird with the strongman costume?
That doesn't have a line around his...
Yeah, basically...
Oh, it bothers my eyes so
it's
much.
It's like it's painted on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Do you have a Sharpie?
Can we draw in your comics, Mike?
Please don't.
But it will make it look better.
The clown's called Elliot.
I know, that's delightful.
Elliot Crafty Friendly.
I like the name Elliot.
Elliot is one of my favorite names
for
a boy.
I think I'm warming up to him because he's called Elliot.
But Ernesto he's so sad. And Luigi Gambonos.
Look how sad that clown
Jack,
is.
Jack, the human cannonball.
He's real sad. He has no eyes.
He's super sad.
Also terrifying.
It's just like white spaces. There's no eyes.
Yeah, it's gross.
He's seen some shit.
Or as
terrifying.
Unseen.
Oh no.
That's bad now.
So are they generally hot or not?
Well, generally not.
What do they do? They steal?
Yeah.
From the audience.
Oh my god, they became active in Nazi party activities during World War II.
Oh good god.
Mm-mm.
No. So they're really... But were they stealing from Nazis? Then how do I feel about it?
No, they weren't.
Because that's conflicting.
No, they were Nazi.
Oh.
They were Nazis? Nazis?
Yeah, they were.
Oh.
They were
multicultural Nazis.
I guess.
That's not cool. Right?
Well, the manager and the ringmaster of the circus.
I like the name Circus of Crime.
Like, that sounds like a book series.
Oh, and there are others that are not pictured there, like Tina the Fat Lady.
Sorry. Well, then.
Raja. She gets
her own page.
There's Raja, an Indian elephant trainer and rider, Tina the Fat Lady.
I want to see the elephant rider.
Blackwing.
What does he do?
Okay, that sounds like a real hero.
He has a silver mane.
Is it a horse? It's a horse.
A horse. Horse with wings.
And they were associated with Hydra again.
Hail Hydra.
I still kind of like Livewire, guys.
I mean, I get why.
It's a cowboy. 10 degrees.
I hate the Greg Gambino's outfits.
They just look like they're going deep sea diving. I don't like it.
Like, in my mind, acrobats should be like flashy colors with like sparkles and like sequins that just blend. And his leg is very. That leg is doing a weird. Like that.
Oh god, Drew.
Are they twins? Because twins freak me out.
Like, what?
I can't deal with twins. They freak me out.
Okay.
I just okay. Same person twice.
Oh, no, they're not.
Well, kinda. DNA-wise.
We apologize in advance for all the twins who are offended due to these guys.
I don't mind twins. You're people, too.
Oh, my God.
T-W-O.
Let's start a comic. The Greg Gambinos have that expression on their face, like you just walked in on a private conversation.
Yeah. Really?
How dare you come into our tent
without knocking?
He's just like zip, zip, zip. Now you have a piece of wood that you travel with.
So, which is the hottest? Is it Livewire?
Well, I mean, technically, Fire Eater.
Yes.
Which is the naughtest at the same time?
Okay, the clown.
The clown.
Yeah, the clown's terrifying. Really scary. I think I like Strongman, Fire Eater, and Livewire the best.
Yeah, same.
The other ones are kind of stupid.
I'll do Strongman because I think he can make me laugh. I find
he looks cute. Like, he looks actually happy to be there. I don't think he knows what he's doing there.
I think he's the one that can, like, tell me silly jokes and make me laugh randomly.
Maybe he actually doesn't know that everyone else are doing crime.
He's really strong.
He's like, oh, we're doing a show, guys. Yeah.
And just living his dream, not knowing what's happening behind the scenes.
And then when they're packing up the circus, there's a bunch of bags of money. And he's like, what are these, guys? And they're like,
so many donations from the public.
Okay, wait. Poor Bruto has particularly strong biceps and teeth.
Teeth?
What?
Although his strength is not a superhuman level.
Teeth? Like, teeth. Jaw? Like,
teeth.
Teeth. He can eat wood. He can eat bricks.
You know how people open stuff with their teeth? I can never do that, so it'd be useful.
It depends. Like, can you open, like, chips?
I can't open anything with my teeth. I never have been able to.
Me neither.
I can't. Like, people do that with tape and stuff. I can't. It doesn't
really
work. I can't.
This gives another meaning to his smile right now. I know.
All I'm saying is I wouldn't go to this circus.
Good call.
I've seen other circuits and other books or mangas that I would rather go to that is not unpleasant like this.
And probably circus where you won't be
murdered or people would steal your stuff. Circuses! Let's all go! All
right. I wish the plural on circus was circai.
Buttons. Why can Brad hurt me so?
They say each man kills the thing he loves. A coward does it with a kiss, a brave man with a sword.
It's crazy. You wouldn't hurt anyone you loved.
Who knows what a man will do when he's in love? Clowns are funny people, Holly. They only love once.
Oh, Buttons. I'm all ache inside.
Clea.
Ooh.
A powerful sorceress from the Dark Dimension, Clea is Dormammu's niece and Doctor Strange's disciple, ally, and at one point, spouse. For a long time, she was always fighting to free the Dark Dimension of evil influences and would later become its beneficent ruler. Fairly demure, despite her power at first, She has grown into a strong-willed woman and capable leader. Even when she was Strange's lover, she didn't believe in interfering in his personal struggles. Pictured, projecting an eldritch blast, looking sadly at her defeated mother, fighting her mother with spells, and appearing as a giant talking head to a bare-chested Doctor Strange.
Ooh. I can. Hot, and I will leave now. Thank you.
I love her. She's cool. She's gorgeous. Really cool. Also, she's adorable. Dormammu is such a fun word.
Agreed.
Oh my god, I want to be her.
She's the hair, the waves,
everything.
Outfit.
Cool. Everything's amazing.
I need to cosplay this and I need to be a Doctor Strange lover.
Yep. I want those tights.
Yeah. I want those leggings for the gym.
I want the whole thing. It's great. I love it. So flattering.
Like, there's
it's
even great. A waistband where there's supposed to be a waistband. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Her hair is delightful.
She's totally rocking that gray hair.
Oh, it's white, but she's whatever. Rocking it.
Whatever.
What's happening on her wrists, though?
It's gloves? Those like weird gloves.
Yeah, like, that's not necessary, but beyond that, really awesome.
I just don't like the fact that she was a disciple of Doctor Strange. That sounds weird.
You gotta learn your magic from someone.
Yeah, but, I mean, student? Disciple? Ugh.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds condescending.
It's very culty.
And then she went out with him. That's inappropriate.
Oh,
I find that's right. Sexist. I should go out with him.
Yes.
You shouldn't.
Is she throwing, like, manta rays?
I was gonna say, they look like manta rays. Just like, woo!
Can we discuss the other shape?
It was just me.
Oh, no. We're surrounded by us. Obviously, we all see the penis.
It's definitely a penis. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's so huge.
Oh, my God. And look at the outfit of us. This is a mother?
Yep.
Like, that look is at the outfit. Gorgeous.
Why is she fighting her mother?
Yes, what Evil. Happened?
Oh,
the evil sister of Dormammu.
Well,
she gets her own entry.
Okay, oh, cool.
We'll cry about her death later.
So you can just appear as a giant head?
Well, not
astral.
You.
Astral projection head? Why not her full body? Why just the head?
More dramatic.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So what are her powers exactly? Like, what does she...
Magic.
Do? Being gorgeous?
Just magic.
Casting a spell on us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Place of birth, the dark dimension.
Yeah.
I want to go there.
No.
Sounds like a lovely Caribbean cruise.
No, you should just watch a movie and you would know.
Shoulders look like butterfly wings. Mm. That's pleasant.
Aw, kind of adorable. She's just so cute. Look at her face.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that she was demure, but then she grows into this powerful woman.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
I like the red.
Mm. Yeah, with like the fire and everything. It's really awesome.
With the white contrast hair. Love it.
Fabulous.
Is she on fire?
she appears to be.
Is she always constantly on fire?
No, because you can see here she isn't.
Oh, yeah.
But
sometimes
the mother is. I can see the fire's on top of her mother's head. I think it's maybe the crown. Because Dormammu as well has a fiery head. So whoever rules the dark dimension maybe has a corona.
That's really interesting.
Oh, the flames which do not harm Clea will remain about her head as long as she is ruler.
Ah, yeah. That's really cool.
It is believed that the flames themselves may have increased Clea's power.
Power.
That's actually an amazing crown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Would it hurt people, or is it just, like, cool?
It's like, it's just a glow. It's
a cool flame, yes. Flame
of Regency. It's called the Flames of Regency. Regency?
Regency. Which makes sense. Has she always had, like, white gray hair? Yeah, she's born that way.
That's not like a...
You got powers, so now your hair's different kind of thing.
Yeah. The lines around her astral head look like tampons.
Pardon me?
You mean sperm?
I see sperms.
It's like sperm, tampon, exclamation point.
Sperm, tampon, exclamation point.
That's the name of my band.
I think what's nicest about this is she actually really looks nice. Mm-hmm. Like, her face looks really nice.
She looks almost angelic in that picture, the main one. Just like a really serene nice face. Mm. She must have, like, super moisturized skin.
Do you have a good nighttime routine? Because you look like you do.
I need to know your secrets. What hair mask?
She moisturizes them.
What face mask are you using?
I was surprised she wasn't in the movie.
Will she be in the second one?
Maybe. Well, that would be
we
awesome.
We should write a letter.
Let's write a petition.
A strongly worded letter to Marvel.
Can I be cast as her?
Yes.
I volunteer as a tribute.
Her face is not very comic booky in the main picture.
Maybe that's why I feel like she looks like really nice. Like
she looks, you know, she doesn't look harsh.
Yeah, it's not like sincere. Hard lines.
She looks more like a doll. Mm-hmm. Than other comic book drawings.
I find maybe it's because there's weirdly a lack of the nose.
Her nose, yeah.
Which is very manga and, like, serene face looking.
Okay, softer. Okay, might I just say that she's 5'8 and 190 pounds. And I was feeling like this actually makes sense.
Yeah.
With her body type. Yeah, but then I saw here that as a result, she weighs more than an hurt woman of the same age and build would.
So that's all my size and weight, but fuck
so
you.
They almost had it right, and then we're like, space! No.
Jumps!
In case we're completely off, we don't really know.
Oh, God.
Damn you guys.
So, Clea.
Hot.
Amazing.
Gorgeous.
Scorching.
She's literally on fire. Can we all be her?
Please. Yes. Let's all try.
Please. Can it be like Captain Universe where we can take turns being hurt?
Yes. Idibs weekends.
Thank you.
Idibs when she's with Dr. Strange.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Credits: The Chief Examiner by John Byrne, Chton by John Byrne, Circus of Crime by Al Milgram, Clea by Paul Smith.
We finally reached the end of issue 2.
What?
Oh!
Shocking.
2 whole issues. And
how
it took
long have we been doing this?
I for a year.
A year. A year.
It's been 10 years when we're maybe done.
So as usual, so now we return to all the characters as they run from left to right. With Captain America, obviously, the main figure, and on the really the front line is Captain America, Clea, and Beast.
Look at Clea's legs.
Mm-mm.
Nice. Such legs. Graceful.
But here they are in profile.
Better Rebuild was in this issue?
Yeah.
Been that long. Oh my god. Geez.
I have lost track of my entire life.
Oh my god!
Ultra!
Yes.
Black Cat down here.
Look at Black Widow. Black Mamba.
Bushmaster.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, Bushmaster.
I love how they make the ones that are kind of stupid really small.
Yeah. Look, it's the guy with the visor.
Blackout. I don't even remember who this is. Who is she?
Gosh.
And, like, the Black Butler looking person. Black King? Maybe?
Yeah, Black
I'm
King.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah, okay.
Black King, Black Queen.
Oh, Black Widow is cool.
Yeah.
Look
yeah,
at her being badass.
She's basically Spider-Man.
Oh, I forgot the spider nipple.
Oh, her nipple!
I was going to say, the nipple is maybe shiny.
Oh, actually.
Ooh, that's...
Yeah. Foot nip.
Ooh.
There's protruding nipples.
Can I add that?
I still wish he would have put, like, the glittery afro.
Hair. I like that he's just, like, floating around, just like... Ooh.
But where are they all going?
And like, next do we find out in the end?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
They're actually going somewhere.
Well, they're going to the Starbucks.
You'll see. If you live long enough.
Actually, I prefer... Look at Cannonball, actually, talking about him earlier.
He's all right.
I still
don't like him.
I mean, it looks better than
his shoulders look less...
And he looks older as well.
Yeah.
So cool. Who's your favorite from that issue, now that we're seeing them all together?
For me, it's Black Cat, I think.
Mm-hmm. She's a definite contender for me.
Wait, what? It's not Cat?
Well, I mean...
Beyond the obvious.
Beyond the obvious.
My god, we did a lot.
Where's Johnny?
Where's
Johnny?
Johnny?
I don't think they put the inactive guys.
Aww. The Brother Grimms are there.
Yeah.
And
those guys!
They're on the cloud!
My favorite is Clea.
My favorite is also Clea. I just like the way she's walking. It's just like, she's just like...
Prancing
around. Oh my god, I'm going to be her. Just like, I'm just going to do a grand jeté ballet style. Yes. Just for fun.
That's what I was thinking. She looks like a ballerina.
One I enjoyed the most... was Boomerang.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, most enjoyed.
Gave me some badass abs just by laughing.
I like the Brothers Grimm, though.
Yeah.
They were cool. I like they appealed to me.
Yeah.
I like that they're just floating, like,
hey! On clouds.
On clouds. That would be awesome.
They're like, they have to run.
We have clouds, bitches.
Is that Black Panther?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, okay. Rotorua is way too small.
Yeah.
I know, that's a shame.
Oh my god,
he's miniature. One of my favorites.
Whose foot is that?
I was just gonna ask. Is that like
the next shoe? Oh, so we've got a foot in the door.
Yeah, you sort of see the, you know, character from Baron Zemo's face popping in from the other side.
Whose legs are these, or these, or those?
We don't know yet.
Oh, I want to know.
Although this is Blastar. He's just cut in half.
Oh no!
Poor Blastar.
He'll be on the other cover.
So we'll see his magnificent mane thing in the next issue.
I feel I'm gonna like these legs. The black and
yellow
legs.
It looks like a good start of a good butt.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but I think I'm gonna like her.
Oh,
I don't
him.
We're guessing it's a her.
I don't know, though.
Let's see.
But the colors, I'm worried about the colors. I'm afraid it will remind me of a bee.
Maybe the top of the red. We're reviewing somebody who might see one leg.
With our chat, the last character of the next issue.
It's already not Bucket Boop.
I don't remember this devil dude.
Yeah, Belasco. He had only one arm.
Nah. I've blocked everything out.
Oh yeah, that one time I said Dante was a dick.
Yeah, that's the one. It was very early.
No, that's why I don't remember, because it was 2002.
It feels so long ago.
That was like 6 months to do one.
It feels like forever.
Oh yeah. You know, actually, once I was working with a kid who was like in kindergarten. He was coloring a Spider-Man coloring book, and he was actually coloring Black Cat. And I was like, oh, do you know who that is? He's like, yes. She was a stealer of things, and she was bad luck, and she dated Spider-Man. And I was like, whoa.
You go, kid. He's up his work.
You have a lot of lore in your five-year-old brain.
Or you listen to the podcast.
That's not a good idea. But that jaw, the one that...
That was one of my favorite moments, I think.
The Ray Bill? Oh, the goat, teen goat?
Yeah, like, that whole thing was pretty great. Can we do favorite moments from this issue?
Okay, well, Team Goat and Boomerang.
Yeah, for sure. Blaze Kamajani. Yeah. Captain America's
Ben. I was gonna say, yeah. Amelie just swooning over Captain America.
Yeah, and just dying. So in love.
Black Mamba.
She was cool.
I was almost Black Mamba for Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe. Where's Box? Box was in that issue.
He's maybe behind here.
That's sad.
Just think outside the box.
I like that Beetle's there. I like his wings.
I like Beetle a lot.
I have a headache.
And on that note, we'll take a break and come back for Female Bag.
Take the Earth's mightiest heroes, each an invincible champion of justice, and band them together to assemble the legendary Justice League of America. For 261 issues and 3 annuals, the DC Universe was defended from threats on Earth and beyond by this legendary team. Operating from a cave in Happy Harbor to a satellite orbiting 22,300 miles above the Earth to Detroit, Justice's First Dawn, a classic Justice League of America podcast, will follow the League through all their evolutions. Please join your host, Mike Peacock, as I seek to cover all of the issues of the classic pre-crisis Justice League of America series. Through the magic of the JLA transporter, each issue will be randomized, with special episodes covering a complete story arc if needed. Along with the issue coverage, we shall also look at what the then-current members of the Justice League were up to in solo appearances in other comics for the JLA Cover Month issue. So do not hesitate to activate your JLA signal device for Justice's First Dawn, a classic Justice League of America podcast on classicjla.podbean.com or by subscribing through iTunes.
Let us begin. Perhaps we should do the entire Female Bag. It's such a...
Hell no!
We've received letters. Did they come by horse or carriage?
From our admirers.
Did some come by pigeon?
Written by Quill during the candlelight. Aww.
Female satchel. No,
Huzzah
is the more pretentious, distinguished.
Oh, I wish I had those kind of little fans.
Do any of us have noble blood? Because I don't think I have noble blood. You want to have noble blood?
I don't think so.
Then,
I doubt it.
Then we should adopt Cockney accents instead.
We're Acadians. I don't think any of us are noble.
Farmers.
I wish I could do a Cockney accent.
Governor.
That was me imitating Eliza Doolittle.
Actually, I knew exactly what that was. I was wondering.
Female bag.
Yay!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
These are comments for episode 18.
My favorite.
Yes, the episode on Captain Universe. Cassidy, Black Tom. Cassidy, Sean, who is also Banshee. And the Celestials. Ooh.
So many commas.
But first, some comments on iTunes, which are usually more general reviews. Council of Geeks, that is our good friend Nathaniel Wayne, says, it's a whole new take on character indexing. You think you know the Marvel Universe? Well, prepare to have it examined in a whole new light as this cast of fun-loving ladies with minimal foreknowledge give their thoughts on each other's... not on each other's hotness. On each character's hotness. Yeah.
But you do look lovely together.
They're all lovely.
Based only on their entry from the official hand guide to the Marvel Universe. That's not the name, it's the handbook. You'll never look at these characters the same way again. That's normal. Nathaniel refuses to do research. So he obviously didn't check the title before. Then the EpiSG7 says, it's a joyfully fun look at the Marvel Classic. One of the most enjoyable new podcasts I've stumbled across. Watch your step. The ladies here all seem to be having a ton of fun hanging out together and working their way through the classic handbook, gets it right, of the Marvel Universe. As someone who grew up poring over that book, it's really awesome to see folks coming in largely from the outside and seeing it for the first time in all its Marvel coolness, weirdness, hotness, notness, and yes, sometimes stupidity. Most importantly, they all seem to be having a really great time laughing at it all. Highly recommended.
Yeah. I'm glad no one was like, you've ruined it all now.
And then on the Canadian iTunes, Gord Tolton says, a man of few words. I love Ohatmu. That is all. Your laconic pal from Alberta, Gord Tolton.
Nice.
Elsewhere on our network, just looking at our market penetration.
I know that word because I work in advertising now.
Does this involve a chart? I hope there's a pie chart.
It's Ryan Daly on Nightcast, the Batman podcast we have, mentioned the official handbook itself, and he called it Ohatmu or Not by mistake.
Oh! Yes.
It's just Ohatmu when we're not involved.
We've corrupted everyone.
Yep. On Facebook, Aaron Bias says, how have I not heard of Ohatmu or Not before today?
I don't know. We've been telling you.
Yes. Especially, I podcasted with this person.
Tell us how so we can figure out our market penetration.
He says, you and your friends are slaying me. I knew it existed, but somehow I thought it was Frank doing it, so I never listened. Sorry, Frank.
Frank.
On Twitter, he was listening to it and just commenting along. He said, just listen to Ohatmu or Not for the first time. Fantastic. Hearing the panel's love. Then plans to avoid Aurora was awesome. And then he corrected me on the scuttlebutt, the Better Ray Bill's ship. Because I said it was the SDF-1 from Macross, but it's actually the Yamato from Star Blazers. Anyways, it's all the same 80s anime.
Is it the same? People are angry, Mike.
Well, no one mentioned it, and that was like 6 months ago.
Well, bravo.
Yeah. Hashtag comments too late. Now, some comments from the Fire and Water Network site. Ooh. Ryan Daly says, I assume this was another fantastic episode, but honestly, after the questions, is a cat burglar someone who steals cats or a cat who steals, and why can't it be both? My brain sputtered to a halt, and I don't remember anything else. Me neither, Ryan.
You should listen to it again and again.
That was a low point for me.
But the real question is,
I mean,
is it?
Shut up.
Tell us.
We have a cat with us here. Has it stolen anything recently?
It's not a. Wait, he's not a thief. Cats are murderers, not thieves. You want a thief for a pet? Ferrets.
So why isn't it ferret burglar?
One day you just pull out your bed and you'll find a stash of socks and other items that a ferret stole under the bed. It's true.
You won't even know you had a ferret.
Did you know you have a ferret?
Everyone secretly has a ferret.
Have you ever lost socks?
I mean, sure.
Well,
we blame like laundry goblins, but no ferrets all along.
Laundry ferrets.
Laundry ferrets.
I imagine them with a shower cap.
Do laundry ferrets steal your laundry, or do they do your laundry? Oh,
I wish it was that. That'd be great.
Ferret stink.
Cats on the counter.
No. Well, I mean, that cat's stealing our attention.
That's true.
But it was, like, at the I want to talk about this.
No, I don't. There's more comments to go.
No, but I want to talk
about it. She wants to explain herself a little.
No.
Yes. No way you can explain this. Because at the time, I was a bit distracted, not listening to the description fully. And then I heard the word cat burglar. And sure, I could figure out what it was. But it sounded like such a funny word.
I'm just surprised you hadn't come by that term before.
I don't think I had. And then someone told me that Catwoman is a cat burglar, and I know it's the wrong universe, but whatever. My whole world has just been expanded.
So there you go, folks.
So, I mean, hot and we're not expanding minds.
Lord.
Okay, Josie
is dying.
Well, we're going to take a break for...
ferret break.
technical malfunction while Josie gets a grip. And we'll be right back.
I had a really rough day at work because of the snowstorm. I'm terribly sorry.
We're back. And with a comment from Vera Wild, who says, okay, so Captain Universe, right?
Okay, I thought that was the comment. So Captain Universe. Yeah.
Well, she says, there's not only no bulge, he's got a freaking camel toe.
Yeah. You're totally right. That's weird.
She says, I'm not saying that's an automatic not. To each their own. I have never been able to take Black Tom seriously. When I started reading comics, he'd been around long enough that he was established. And if he showed up, the heroes always acted like it was a big deal, pulling, oh, we're in trouble now faces and so on. And there he'd be standing there with his medium-sized stick. Nope, not scary, not even a little. Maybe they were just using the character wrong when I was coming across him. He'd probably work better as more of a roguish, self-serving villain, which is how he looks and is described here, rather than an intimidating supervillain. Because, again, medium-sized wood is not scary. I don't care what he's shooting out of it. At least get some more impressive wood going if you want me to get worked up over it and start enjoying the heat coming from your massive wood as you wield it with both hands, gripping it tightly while spraying your power all over the... Sorry, that got weird for me.
Maybe this person should join the show.
Vera would be great, I think. Oh, Banshee. He looks like a 70s Playboy Club regular trying to half-ass a Hobbit costume. Moving on. And there isn't much to say about the Celestials, though I do find it odd that almost all of them have the same middle name.
Hilarious.
Then Eric says, I love that they not only rated Cassidy Black Tom much higher than Cassidy Shawn, but that they also predicted that listeners would be surprised and or outraged by their preference.
I mean, people usually
that may
are.
Happen. Well, that may happen.
After Angel Gate.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, and since they asked about what sort of crisis would make the Captain Universe power choose a toddler, the kid's neighbors had summoned up a couple of minor demons that were wreaking havoc in the neighborhood.
Not sure why the power picked him, unless it had something to do with his childlike innocence.
Oh, minor demons?
I mean, that seems nice, but also still unpractical.
Yeah, he's still a toddler.
It's a cosmic force.
Like, what are you going to do with a toddler?
I don't know how smart the cosmic force
is. Do you know what toddlers do?
Oh, they nap a lot.
They apparently to destroy minor demons.
Actually, yeah.
That seems right.
There's two options. Either they destroy minor demons, or they are minor demons.
Speedball enjoyed the different shapes you found in the Celestial's armors, and he says he always thought that one above all appears to have a bottle opener on his chest.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yep. Lovely.
Oh. A lot of people mentioned the koala you saw as well. That was a favorite. Chris Franklin says, leave it to the girls to pick Black Tom over Banshee. You gals really hate the X-Men, don't you?
No. We don't, technically.
They're just the best.
Maybe we do.
Is Wolverine in the X-Men? I like him.
Yeah, but he hates Storm. It, so...
Ange says, I got the Marvel Spotlight issues of Captain Universe for the Ditko art and found them interesting. The tagline was, the hero that could be you, since anyone could get the power. The Cat Burglar takes down the crime syndicate that shot him. When he then vows to take over the mob with his power, it leaves him, and he dies from his bullet wound.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the power's just like,
yep.
Guess not.
You just betrayed the power.
You don't deserve it. Bam.
Yep. Black Tom got killed early in the Liefeld X-Force books. He got tossed down an elevator shaft. That led to my buddy to say the immortal line, his power came from wielding his wood, but in the end, it was he who got the shaft.
Beautiful.
Terrible.
Man, falling down an elevator shaft is such like a soap opera thing to happen when you just want to like kill off a character.
Like, it must happen to real people. I would feel like frustrated, I think, if that would happen to me. I'd be like, no. This is too not, cliche.
This is not how it's going down.
I'm not going down like this. Yeah.
Martin Gray says that's one of the more flattering images of Cassidy Black Tom that I've seen. Usually he looks like an old tramp who's been dragged backwards through a bush.
I mean, sexy.
And he goes on to trash the other characters. Then Brian Linton says... He always does so. Brian Linton says, an entertaining episode. I was particularly interested to hear the ladies' comments on Captain Universe because I once had the good fortune to bear that mantle.
Ooh.
Back in the mid-90s, Marvel ran a promotion where they would write you into a personalized one-shot comic book as Captain Universe in a team-up with the X-Men. The personalization consisted of them dropping your name and a few personal facts you provided into a boilerplate story. Of course, I jumped at the chance. I'm guessing I would have rated as a not because I don't really have the body type to pull off a tight costume like that.
I mean, have you listened to this show? Might not necessarily be a not.
But an actual Captain Universe... listens to our show.
That's yay! Awesome. Hello. That's
amazing. He says, how can any man hope to compete with the charisma and cuddliness of Armadillo?
True.
Oh, true. God. Yes, yeah. No, that's...
bay for life.
Message from Saskatchewan. Mike W. says, Siskoid, I wasn't aware you hated Cyclops that much. I don't really hate him. I just think he's kind of boring. Because I made an offhand comment about Cyclops. I don't hate Cyclops. I don't think about Cyclops. I might even like Cyclops. It's just a thing that, like a geek thing to say you hate Cyclops.
That sounded like the most, like, I don't like that girl. It's just like, I don't even know who is that even?
She's not even pretty.
I don't know how her picture got on my wall.
Maybe she's pretty. I don't even notice. I just...
Man crush on Cyclops. Okay. I think you're right about that being a dragon on Black Tom's chest. In Generation X, there was a dragon at Cassidy Keep, so it's probably a family symbol or something. Of course, it's no koala. It seems like the girls actually know a lot more about comics and other geeky stuff than they let on. Were they faking not knowing who Edith Keeler was, or was that genuine?
I still don't know who that is. I just said that name. That's so
Captain Kirk's lost love. Anyway,
I didn't know Captain Kirk was a
male.
What the person just stopped there. I didn't know he was a
male slut.
Oh.
Sorry. But yes.
Definitely.
But if you look at the chronology, Captain, that's what we're talking about, right? It's like Banshee. Your love dies and then screw it. Oh. Anything. Anyone.
It's sad. That's sad. I get it, but it's sad.
Is it sad?
It's sad.
It's pretty sad. But no, you guys know about, you know, generally things about comics. And
I mean, we're sitting here. We do have some sort of...
I've watched movies.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, several.
I've
You've played video games with the Marvel characters?
Yes, I've played the X-Men video games, and I've reluctantly played Magic the Gathering.
I read comics that are not superhero-related, but it's comics.
I knit geeky things.
True.
Yes. That's true.
I made you a TARDIS scarf.
Yep.
I cosplay.
So there you go. You're
dressed as Poison Ivy right now.
Mm-hmm. We're well-rounded people.
Look at this.
So if they sound like they're playing dumb, because that's what... They seem to know more than they let on.
Like, we don't.
Are you playing dumb?
We don't.
No.
We're just dumb.
Should we get back to the cat burger?
Yeah, that's it.
Same. We needed a chart to explain the cat burger.
Shag Matthews says, the part about Banshee made me sad. This is a case where the art didn't do the character any favors. Mm. He's such a likable guy in the comics. He's heroic, a super spy, cool, not cocky. A romantic and an all-around nice guy. If only the art conveyed that, I think the girls would have swooned.
Ugh.
And what is this?
And what is this? She doesn't believe you.
And what is this switching to Team Water nonsense? I won't hear of it. These wonderful ladies are dynamic and full of sparks. That's fire. Team Fire. Team Shag. A lot of exclamation points there. Rob Kelly, Team Water captain, says, for what it's worth, I thought Captain Universe was one of Steve Ditko's most elegant costume designs. The character was unmemorable, to me at least, but his look is superb. And then Shag chimed in to say, Captain Universe was designed by Steve Ditko? I thought it premiered in Micronauts under Val Bayeric's pencil. And then Siskoid says, Wiki credits the creation to Bill Mantlo and Michael Golden. Will we ever know the truth?
So,
nerd.
100%.
I just this think... is where we don't play dumb, okay? This is where we're like, yes.
And this is our, I would say this is our average listener. Our average listener is pitched at that level.
For a second, you sounded like my clients where I'm like, and I start typing in.
I would like to formally apologize.
You didn't do anything wrong.
What if that's our average listener?
No wonder people are like, are they playing dumb?
I don't know if they're average listeners, but they're average.
But how are we supposed to choose now? Are we water or are we fire?
I've always been water. Water sticks.
No, it doesn't.
It all the way.
Glue sticks. Stick to water.
Okay, team glue.
Stick it. Okay, team glue. I'm down for that.
Ward Hill Terry says, I love listening to my Canadian girlfriends.
Yay! I have a boyfriend.
I'm not single.
Congratulations. Even if I can't tell them apart. I agree with Shag that Banshee seems to have been ill-served. Ladies' man, last I knew, 35 years ago, he gave it all up for Moira McTaggart.
Wait! It was Moira McTaggart that he was dating?
He was married to someone, but he eventually wound up with Moira McTaggart.
Do you actually know who Moira McTaggart is?
She was featured in the video games.
I have no idea.
It's probably video games.
Did she have anything to do?
Wasn't she also in the third X-Men at the end?
Nobody's seen that. Facebook likes and shares from Abel Padilla, Al Sedano, Chris Franklin, David Foster, D. Bash, Gotham Sharon, Gene Hendricks, H. Daniel Rebolt, Jared West, Max Traver, Mike Peacock, Nicholas Brom, Rob Kelly, Ryan Daly, Shag Matthews, and Zoom Yukinori. Google Plus.
I didn't know it still existed.
Google Plus Plus on by The Hammer Strikes. Twitter retweets and favorites from Ange, Cash Flag, Comic Book Insurance, Comic Reflections, D. Bash, Dr. G, Man of Nerdology, Firestorm fan, Jamerson ATOC, Jeffrey Brown, who says Captain Universe in the PS1 Spider-Man game was the best Easter egg ever.
Sure.
Sure. Hashtag video game.
Let me tell my
Justice First Dawn, Let's Talk, Motu, Martin Gray, Super Oli, The Hammer Strikes, Treasury Comics, Tutu Freaks, Warlord Worlds, Willie Yarbrough, Xenozoic Xenophiles, and Zoom Yukinori.
Wait, Xenozoic Xenophiles? That's the best name ever.
It's another podcast.
Congrats.
It's about Xenozoic Tales. Cadillacs and dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs? You just said words.
It's a fake. Well, you know, like the Jurassic and the Cretaceous and all that. Well, let's say in the future there are dinosaurs again. That's the Cenozoic era, according to the comic.
And Cadillacs.
Cadillacs and dinosaurs.
I'm sold.
And they fly.
The Cadillacs. Not the dinosaurs, except the pterodons. Oh, I guess.
But where did the Cadillacs fly?
Well, listen to the damn podcast. It's in the files. It's by a couple of friends of ours.
I can't believe you can so easily say that.
I know.
They've been retweeting or liking or favoriting forever. This took practice.
Well, thank you, Xenozoic Xenophiles.
Oh,
right out of the gate.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I won't try.
All right, say goodbye.
Bye.
It's been a slice.
It's been a slice.
Huzzah!
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
This is not fair, Rick.
I was looking for it. Good job.
You said for it.
Stand by.
Oh,
stand by.
Hey, Barbie.
I'm done. Off to a great start.
Oh, wait.